Board.
How about this time?
Yes, way better this time.
Did it work?
Let me just try to get my levels on. Good.
Get your levels on. I got my levels on. You got my levels on. Oh, but a level song.
There's a level song?
I just made it up.
Hmm. My my daily games that end in L-E was a real roller coaster today.
Wow.
I got framed in one, but then Tradle and Hurdle I got in six, which was exciting, but not as exciting as getting it in one.
Hurdle is, that's interesting, like to go to six and then get it on the very last, that's interesting.
Oh, I had no idea what the song was.
Sure.
And it was not a band I've ever heard of. So at about, what is give you, 16 seconds? At about second 13, the singer sang two words. I typed those two words into the drop-down window. A band that I've never heard of with a song titled That Song came up, and I said, how about them? And it said, it sure is. I said, okay.
Very nice.
Framed was good and very gettable.
Yeah, I pulled up Framed just to see how you got it in one, and I don't recognize
luck.
That scene, so.
Mm.
Hey, Ice popped in. Hey, Ice.
Hello, Leviticus Chom.
That's a put-on.
Okay. You did make it into the red channel. We just haven't started yet.
And we feel bad for you. We're sorry. And you ready there?
Yeah, sort of.
Uh-oh.
Nope, everything's good. It was just a harmless typo, and we're good to go on.
Okay. And do I want to go in Humble Bundle and spend the dollar to get Street Fighter V?
Play it once and then never again?
The short answer is no, but the correct answer is yes.
Hmm.
Because you're even considering it, unless your life has taken a dark turn and you need some help, you can afford $1.
I don't know that I want the other Capcom games, but I was like, yeah, Street Fighter, that's a game.
How many Capcom games do you get for $1?
Three.
Oh, well then why not?
You can get 11 of them for like, you know, $20 or whatever it is. But
yeah, no.
But I've never played Devil May Cry, whatever. So those are all on there.
For a dollar?
No, those ones you have to spend more money.
Okay.
Craig does have a pool to heat. You are correct, Broniak.
Yeah, it's expensive.
That's where most of the money goes, because that pool has to be. Although, I will say, this last time we were over to his place, that pool was very reasonable. It was still warmer than I would have liked, but it was very reasonable.
It was a pleasant 88 degrees.
It's actually, I'm not going to say that surely going forward, but Craig did change the heating system in his pool. So he can actually see the temperature that it's, you know,
yes.
He can set it to a specific temperature instead of just whizzing the dial left and right and hoping for the best.
Yeah, the old system just had a dial that went, you know, from blue to red. You know, so what does that mean? They knew what I could actually have.
From turtle to rabbit. So yeah, you know exactly how fast you're going.
Yeah, that's right. They knew what now actually has digital display. And I said, how about 88? And it went, okay. And I said, great. So that's where it's been set up.
Yeah, I didn't want to come over here and look, but I am curious now that you brought it up, because this only means the likeliness of me buying it is very high. I don't want to. Oh, now, there's no way that it's either of these games or the original version, so this might be. You've never played Bionic Commander or Strider? Bionic Commando or Strider?
I have not. Those do not ring a bell.
They were NES games. Bionic Commando, I think, was an arcade classic, unless I'm conflating it with something else, and I could be, but yeah, I mean, a dollar for Street Fighter V, I probably want that. I don't need any of these other games. I don't have time to play games. I'm still playing 15-year-old games.
Yeah.
Can't be playing new exciting games.
Yeah, I've been, you know, walking around in, what do you call it, Bioshock, blasting people with, you know, my laser hand, so.
Yeah, that game's dope.
So that's been fun.
I have also been walking around blasting people with bees.
I have not yet gotten back to the Vampire game yet.
Oh, the Swan Song or the game Vampire?
No, okay. Swan Song. I haven't gotten back to Swan Song.
Okay. Have you played the game Vampire?
No.
With a Y?
I have not.
Okay. I still haven't either, but it looks good, and they, you know, gave it to me on Epic for free, so someday I'll get to it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let me end the pre-game shenanigans.
All right.
With a shout-out slash fairly heartfelt apology to old man Sartut.
Oh.
He made a very impassioned, even-handed, and thoughtful plea to our alliance to please participate in the Kamala Khan trivia guessing game on Twitter or something.
Right.
I just flat out said nope. I didn't even try it once. And I'm sorry if I cheated you out of any upgrades because of my apathy slash just general laziness slash unwillingness to Google an answer or shill the game on Twitter. I just couldn't do it. I'm sorry. You deserve better than that, and I genuinely apologize.
I don't even know if you had to answer the questions correctly. Like, I didn't pay that much attention. I answered, and it was like, yep, you answered. You get the point. I'm like, all right, good enough.
Muy bien. All right, now we're ready.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Do it, Doug.
Good old Doug. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 342nd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I lost track of which number this was there for a minute. I'm the only one. I'm Craig. We got Ray. He's KS72. We got Ian. He's SneakyBeat15. They're the Puzzle Warriors. How you doing?
Hello. Doing good.
Overall well. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm super.
Thanks for asking.
This is the week of 6-8 to 6-15. In the year that never ends, but man, it's June already. Look at it go. Your 5-day 4-star grade! Yeah! Oh, the Titan. On the, first, Ian, did you get that blade to attack the Medusa?
Yes. He is a potent 4-star.
There you go. I don't think you had played it the last we had checked in, so.
Yeah, I had not, but I did. It was a total success.
All right.
My downward slope did not start until very recently.
All right. Number next, however, did you Elsa versus the Ghost?
I did, and I failed every time.
Hmm.
I've reached a point where I've given up. I got Ghost to slightly under half of her health, and that was my best possible performance. Nothing else has been even close to that, so I'm no longer interested in participating.
Huh. Well, at a 1-4-2, yeah.
Yeah, is red the damage power?
I believe so.
No, it's no? Blue.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Darling. Shoot you with a shotgun, does a couple points of damage. Red just lets you stun Ghost while she's invisible.
Oh, right.
Or maybe T-Breaks where she shoots you with a shotgun.
I thought T-Breaks was the traps.
Oh, right. The mad turning things into green or black trap tiles or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Yes, yes. One of them is traps, which doesn't do nearly enough damage at the level I have her at. And one is a shotgun, which does not nearly enough damage at the level I have her at.
Right.
All right. Number next, you got Doc Ock, which you do not have, I see.
Correct.
You're probably not going to win that one.
Correct.
Ray's going to win that one.
Likely.
He's got a champ Doc Ock. I do not. I've got a 1-1-4 Doc Ock. Probably not going to go well.
Unless, it could.
Unless yellow is awesome. I have no idea what yellow does.
Right.
But
I remember when I played him when he was recently released. He was very good.
Who's he going up against there?
I don't know if we don't know because it's his first time around.
I think that's Vulture. No, Lizard. Connors.
No.
Nope. Dr. Connors.
Oh. Yeah, the Connors. Yeah, Lizard sounds plausible.
Yeah, Samurai says Lizard, yes.
Yes. There you go. Good job, dude.
1-1-4. I don't know. Good luck.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably won't go well. Let's see.
Oh, wow. See, now I'm skeptical. When Samurai puts it right out on Front Street, you're like, I have no idea. I could have never solved that. When it's something convoluted like that, you're like, yeah, it's a Lizard, right? You're the worst.
Storyland, Venom Bomb's going on. You've got Elektra, Red Hulk, and Kamala Khan shards there. Placement is Lockjaw and some Storm shards. That'll be followed up by Hearts of Darkness, Gambit, Lockjaw, Storm. Placement there is the Black Knigget and some Shuma-Gorath.
Nice. Uh-huh.
In the Back to Life season, back to life, back to reality. You got Gamora, Magneto, and Puck coming at you there. And
nice.
Right now you got Identity Theft is running, Mystique and Gert. Placement is Valkyrie and Five Buck Chuck. Let's go to the news. Which one do you hit, want to hit first?
I don't know. Which one has... Do either of them have easily conveyed thoughts, or are you just winging it for both?
Do you want to do the clue as news one, or the clue for news two?
Clue at news one, because I know that someone else wrote that down, and all you have to do is read.
Okay. In patch 254.
Yeah!
We have a new clue.
Ooh!
The character is, or the clue is, Green Pride.
Okay.
So, is it, are we too soon for the She-Hulk?
For I don't know if we're too soon or not. That's, it just depends if it's 4-star She-Hulk or 5-star. If it's 5-star, then it's too soon. If it's 4-star, then it could be. When's her show coming out? Didn't Kamala Khan just have a show coming out? How often do we get shows? I can't keep up at TV anymore, Craig.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't know when the She-Hulk show comes out. Later. You know, later this year. It's got to be after Kamala Khan, for sure, so, you know.
Oh, for sure. Well, Kamala Khan's already out.
Yeah.
And that one isn't, so yes.
Thanks, Ian.
Green Pride made me think of Hulkling, but he's a support in the game, so that seems unlikely, I guess.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I mean, it is Pride.
No,
Month,
I don't hate
so
that, though.
I don't know. But
I don't know. Is someone going to make the transition from support to actual character?
I don't know.
I mean, that would make sense for Pride Month.
Right.
Yeah. He's green.
Pride I don't hate
month.
That.
Ray, I like where your head's at. That would throw me for a loop. That would really open the door for Sharon Carter in the future.
I do think that She-Hulk is more likely with the show and all, but...
For sure.
All right. What else did it say? Celebrate the premiere of Ms. Marvel with some cosmic in-game events coming our way.
Ooh.
There will be some rewards coming for Father's Day. That's nice.
Ah.
Just for Ian. They won't be redeemable on Steam, but, you know, what are you going to do?
So, I feel like I'm going to just keep going.
Okay.
I had something, but I'm just going to let it go because this is not the forum for that.
All right. It says hack and slash your way to the top of the Deadpool PvP arena. I don't know what that is. I guess we'll find
something
out.
Something new.
Yeah,
it's coming out.
And then it says the All-Father needs your help. Battle your way through a godly story event. So it seems like lots of new stuff coming our way. And as always, fixed issues with spelling and grammar in multiple languages.
Right.
That hack, Ice did clear up the hack and slash your way to the top with Deadpool. That's just the Deadpool PvP. So it's just flowery language. Man, that's hard to say.
The arena thing threw me off. I, you know, thought it was something new. Well, the Allfather, though, you know, Odin's got something going down.
Cool.
All right. News item two. Hey, folks, big changes coming. There's a new developer taking over MPQ. It's a company called Broken Circle Studios, which apparently have been in transition for some months from as a handoff from Demiurge over to Broken Circle. Let's see. They claim to be bringing back the 3-star and 5-star co-releases just for Ian. He loves those.
Yeah, I didn't. I used to. I didn't. The reemergence of 3-stars is blowing my mind.
It says
blowing
you
my mind.
It says you can expect a 3-star character co-released with every 5-star starting in September. Now that's double the amount of things you got to roster.
Obviously, nothing is written in stone, but I feel like if I went back through our archives and listened to the many interviews that we have done with the developers of this game, the number of times the question was asked, will there be any new 3-stars? And the answer was absolutely not, was several times. And now everything's changed. Absolutely. There's we've got new news that's very relevant to that, and things should be in transition. I'm excited. I mean, I feel like that's something that it will, I mean, it'll give people who are bored something to chase. It'll give new players, you know, a more robust experience in 3-star land. I don't dislike any of that.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
I skipped the first sentence. I'm not sure why. They said for in June, prepare for a welcoming gift coming your way from the Marvel Puzzle Quest team at the end of the month.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Always like that. They say micro and macro rebalances are coming. Every month, you will see sweeping changes to underperforming characters. Banner.
Yay, Banner.
It's North Star. It's not Banner.
I will be okay with that, but fix Banner.
Please fix Banner. He's terrible. Let's see. In addition to revisiting 3-stars, they're also bringing back more costumes. Costumes are coming out with greater frequency, become more accessible, and become a regular part of stores and offerings. So if you're someone who likes to collect all of the, I don't know what you call those, decorative parts of the game.
Skins.
What's that?
Skins.
Skins! That's the word I couldn't think of. To me, that's, you know, a couple of guys playing a golf hole for money.
Right.
Sure. Isn't it an exciting show on USA Network?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Oh. And I know you guys don't watch golf, but, you know, there's an exciting new, a bunch of rich Saudis got together and started their own golf tour and are buying all the players from the professional golf tour to go play for them.
I have been curious about this. Again, this is not the platform to discuss this, but remind me to ask you more about that if you know more.
Okay, I know a little bit.
Because I know that there have been some people who have been in, like, Phil Mickelson specifically, in some sort of alleged hot water for stating facts aloud that have happened.
No.
And apparently that's a big no-no.
Yeah, you know what you can do.
Complain, not watch it, yeah. Write letters, literally anything other than the nothing I'm doing now.
Okay. And then here's the super exciting new boss events. We love those. New content aside from characters, something we want as players want to see more of, a lot more. So they're going to expand existing PvE and PvP content and plan on building some new boss events. There's several such encounters planned for this year, starting with the fearsome Gargantos that you may have already faced. So there you go. I like new boss events. I like Alliance events.
Yeah, yeah. No, wait. Yeah, I remember Gargantos event. That went really well.
Yeah. So that is coming from James. He posted on the forums. It looks like he was posted in there under, what is that, DevPoolMPQ_BCS.
Sweet.
James Finley. So there you go. He's one of the founders of, or maybe the founder of the Broken Circle Studios. So hopefully we'll hear more from him here in the future. Any other news you guys got? That Raising Cane's is almost here, Ian. It's only a week out.
Dude, you keep saying that, and I never remember what that is or why you're telling me.
It's the, you know, the chicken restaurant.
Oh. Great.
Yeah.
Somebody else on my Facebook page posted about that coming, so now I believe it's actually coming soon.
Well, it's supposed to be. Anytime now. Next week is when I'm here. All right, let's move on then. This week, on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, goat versus horse, the question of the century.
All right, let's see what I can tell people about Beta Ray Bill, the last hope for the Corbinite people. He is a 5-star character who is green, yellow, and blue. He recently exploded in popularity with the addition of Polaris. But let's see what he does when he's not hanging with Polaris. His green ability costs 12 green AP. It's called Scuttlebutt. Beta Ray's faithful warship Scuttlebutt unleashes devastating bombardment that leaves his opponent reeling, deals 1,492 damage to 3 random enemies. That damage scales all the way up to 8,371 damage to 4 random enemies, and apparently has Patrick Duffy for a leg. He is the defender of 2 people.
TV's Patrick Duffy.
Yes, TV's Patrick Duffy. let's see. At the start of the battle, this is a 0 AP cost yellow ability. It creates 3 strength, 45 protectiles. Whenever a friendly protectile is destroyed, Beta Ray Bill generates 1 blue and 1 green AP. This scales up to 4 protectiles for a total of 292 strength per protect tile. And then, Clash of the Worthy, 6 blue AP. He deals 937 damage to the enemy and places a blue 2-turn fortified countdown tile on the board. While the tile is on the board, Beta Ray Bill creates 1 strength 45 protect tile whenever he or one of his allies takes damage. Let's see. As that scales up, it becomes a 4-turn countdown tile. He does 12,278 damage, 4-turn countdown tile, and strength 5, 5, 7 protect tiles. All right, that's okay. I mean, I don't know what you do with him when you don't pair him with Polaris, but, I mean, 3-5-5 seems correct. Unless that middle ability isn't good if you're not using Polaris, and then it's a 5-3-5, but I'm not Beta Ray Bill level yet. I feel like you guys probably use Beta Ray Bill, or have in the past.
I do not. I'm sure Ray has.
Yeah, quite a bit.
You guys always means Ray.
Yeah,
5-3-5 is really the way to go.
Okay.
Because, I mean, that green does pretty decent damage, and yeah, the yellow is just, it's just not as important. He is annoying when he's not with Kitty and Polaris, but he's like, annoying. He's, you know, he starts out with projectiles, you match him away and he makes AP, and that AP can be dangerous because he can do a ton of damage to random people, and since I still use Thor a lot, random people always means he targets Thor with that and takes him out, so that ruins my day, but yeah, I mean, he could be annoying anyway, but with Kitty and Polaris, the only thing that doesn't make them extraordinarily meta is that they're not good on defense. You can kill Polaris and shut them down fairly easily. So,
sure.
But yeah, he's a solid character.
He seems to be. So I have a Beta Ray Bill question for you guys. Craig, this means for Ray.
Okay.
His Stormbreaker that he carries. How is that different from the Stormbreaker that Thor makes in the movies? And if it isn't different, how do we get it to Beta Ray Bill later?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's like comic book stuff. I don't know. Craig's probably better at that. He's actually, you know, read comics with Beta Ray Bill in it, okay. Right?
And Stormbreaker was made for Beta Ray Bill.
By Thor.
By Odin.
Okay.
That was like a gift to him, you know, to...
For being a guardian of two peoples?
Yeah. So he's always had that hammer.
Okay.
Don't ignore what the MCU showed you.
Okay.
Or only accept what the MCU shows you.
I suppose.
Right.
Either way, just don't mix them.
Yeah, the mixing doesn't seem to work anymore.
Okay. Well, that's what's always sunny in Xandar. It's Beta Ray Bill.
All right, let's move on to our favorite postman, Willie. What you got?
All right, in the mailbag this week, let's start out. I believe this is over on the D3 forums. GodzillaFan67 said that he apparently disagrees with us. He said, MODOK is a great character, and his MPQ representation is tons of fun. My current...
Yeah, but didn't I say that? I'm sorry if that came off negatively.
I think we both kind of were down on him a little character. Bit because he's just not overly powerful.
He's not good in the game, but he's a great character.
Right.
And his show was great, which reminds me, I'm derailing now because I'll forget otherwise. I took Craig's advice and watched Hitmonkey. It was okay.
It's all right.
I said it was okay. I didn't say it was awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't say I burned through the whole series. I said I watched one episode while I was loafing on the couch.
Yeah, I watched all of them.
It was kind of fun. Jason Sudeikis is a funny guy.
Yeah. Oh, which made me sad when I found out that the Ted Lasso is going to be finished after season 3.
Allegedly.
Yeah, I hope that they change that.
They said it's up to Jason, but...
I love me the Lasso.
But Roy Kent did say they had always intended a 3-season situation.
He's here. He's there. He's everywhere.
Everywhere.
That's right.
He's Roy Kent. Roy Kent. All right, Ray, back to you.
Yeah, back to Godzilla Fan and his MODOK. He says, my current favorite team with him is Jim Hammond and Agent Coulson. I focus on getting green to get Hammond's wildfire burning, as well as black from MODOK to start spamming his powers. Prioritize MODOK's blue over Coulson's. Sometimes use Hammond's red over MODOK's if MODOK's black is ready to bust a move to get those green tiles refortified. Otherwise, play together as expected. Also says, I really hope that D3 will continue to give out complete 5-star covers if they add them to the boss events. Then it would be nice that they ran them twice a month, once for new release and once for classic, depending on your definition of classic. We're looking at 4 to 5-ish years for each character to have been featured once. He also had a comment on Top Gun. He said, Maverick is better than Top Gun. They also did a really good job of laying into the nostalgia while giving us a complete story. So, there you go, Craig.
Right, but part of what makes it great is all the nostalgia part. So, if you didn't have the first movie, the second one's not as good. So, therefore, the first movie is better. Because you have to have it.
That's some kind of logic.
That's
right. Yeah, that is some garbage logic, but I'll let you have it this time. Because I didn't see either of the movies, and I still don't care.
Mm. So good.
No, I can't. I do care. That logic is so flawed, it's disgusting.
It is.
The reason, part of the, I mean, most of the reason why the second movie is great to me is all the throwbacks to the first movie. So,
sure, I understand that. Fan service and nostalgia is important in a lot of scenarios.
Yeah, so the reason why I like the second one so much is because the first one is incredible, so it...
Right, I will not call your liking of it into question. This is Godzilla fan, though, right?
Yeah, well, you know, he's wrong.
I don't know if he's wrong. He's certainly no wronger than you are. I mean, yeah, because I, like I said, I didn't see either, so I have, you know, really nothing to go on other than my distaste for Tom Cruise. I just can't logically wrap my head around the level of excitement that people are reporting from seeing, like, this closeted dwarf who's like a 70-year-old action hero fly a plane. Like, how could you care about that?
Oh, but it's so good.
It's not. Can't accept it.
I loved it. It was much better than Cats. I want to see it again and again.
Better than Cats. That's true.
Still over on the D3 forum, Jacklag said, where is it? Well, he asked the question, where is it that the Puzzle Warriors go to see which of them has the most popular build for the character powers? And Faux Phobos then responded, someone may correct me, but I believe the source for the popular builds is the top build column on Gamependium. And I believe that is where Samurai grabs them. Well, we actually just look at the graphic for each week.
The infographic that Samurai provides us.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it's so complete. But I believe it actually does come from Gamependium. Over on the Reddit, Nuke Mode said, I didn't know this existed. I'm going to check it out in reference to the podcast. Well, hey, welcome. Hope you enjoy the show. FAHQ 1977 said, Kamala Khan, Beta Ray Bill, Polaris, Loop is a serious near-infinite AP train if you can get it going. The shield replication feeds blue and green. Polaris eventually stunlocks the entire team. And Kamala can place lots of shields with yellow, and her Embiggen Blast does massive damage, while Polaris replenishes all the shields for every hit. So there you go. That's like your team-up for this week with Kamala Khan, Polaris, and Beta Ray Bill. Norman B. said the first Top Gun movie is overrated and has aged like milk. That said, Maverick is indeed a theatrical tour de force. Wow. There you go. And a new live listener, Leviticus Chomp, said, after Monday's bombshell, the episode number 342 cannot come quickly enough. Yeah, I hope you're not disappointed, because we really don't have any information yet. But hey, we're working on trying to do like an AMA. So, and by we, I mean mostly Jeff and Samurai on the Discord here are putting some effort forward to try and get an AMA so that we can get some more information for everyone, but we'll keep you posted. No promises, but seeing what we can do. Leviticus also said, add one vote for Nightcrawler, so that will feed in later to our superhero showdown. So there you go. That's what's in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. Moving on then. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to
pump.
You up.
You up. All right. See what's wrapped up in this infographic. I'll tell you guys all about it. 3-star boosted characters. Dokken, Dakin, Daken. Your choice of pronunciations. I will accept all of them.
The Dream Warrior.
He's doing stuff. His strike tiles will inevitably be more powerful, as will his chemical reactions. His healing's probably affected by that, too. Quicksilver. I think that guy punches you real fast. And sometimes his blue goes off and does some AoE damage, I think.
Yeah.
So that both of those will be increased. The recently reworked Ragnarok. His green damage is increased, his red damage is increased, and I think his blue healing is increased? Does he heal? Did I dream that? Am I conflating him with someone else?
No, he can heal himself.
Alright, good. That's what I thought Power Surge did, but I wasn't sure. Star-Lord. The Milano does more damage. And Patch. More green damage, more red damage, better green and red strike tiles, and better healing with his yellow.
So, Ian, what starts with M and ends with O?
Milano.
Milano!
Now, is that trying to get me to buy the bread, or is that trying to get me to buy the delicious Chessmen, or to buy the delicious Pepperidge Farm cookies?
That was a bread commercial.
That was a bread?
No, it was a bread commercial.
I never saw that commercial.
Yeah,
I think Joe Pa used to sell that.
That's right.
His face was on it.
Yep.
Yeah, no, that makes more sense. So I feel like Pepperidge Farms would just hawk for Pepperidge Farms. It wouldn't be specific, like, go buy our Milano cookies.
Pepperidge Farm.
Because you're already going to do that. Those in the Chessmen? Those are excellent. Why aren't I having them now? Let's see what's going on with these characters that I've never heard of. 4-star boosted characters. Carolina Dean is boosted this week. Bigger yellow protectiles. Her blue make it protectiles. And green AoE. All boosted. Who else do we have? Loki. Is this the alligator version? I've heard of him.
Yeah.
More damage when disguised as a log. More damage from moving around charge tiles. And more damage and better healing bursts from his yellow. Mockingbird is boosted this week. Her red does an awesome amount of damage. And her secret mission can give you a friendly match damage boost. Northstar. the non-banner rework candidate in my mind. But he tries. Let's see what he tries to do. More damage from his blue. Bigger burst of healing from his yellow, and some more damage with his black. Valkyrie is boosted. Her red will do a series of 4 individual strikes. The damage will be increased, as will the strike tiles she makes with her best defense, and the threshold to activate Bounty Hunter will be increased. Let's see. 4-star characters.
5-star characters?
5-star characters, yep. I don't remember. But yes, the 5-star characters. Looks like Jean Grey is boosted. Stronger AoE from the Phoenix Force portion of her green ability. 5-star matches gives you better buffs and more damage from her psychic flames. Kingpin
Yoga
is
Flame.
Boosted this week. I've heard of him. More blue damage and more green repeater damage with a slightly better attack tiles. Loki is boosted. Dagger Surprise, ton of damage, more green repeating damage, and that is all from him. And Storm is boosted. More damage when destroying charge tiles, and the other two are unaffected. So let's see what's going on in Samurai's world.
Worst graphic ever.
What's that? At the very bottom?
Yeah.
I think it was placed there intentionally to dramatize you guys, if that helps. Matt Damon is Loki. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I enjoyed
Matt
that
Damon
a lot.
Is always Loki. He's Loki in the fake Avengers movie, too.
Yeah. Matt Damon.
Matt Damon. Alec Baldwin. Greatest actor of all time.
Ben Hooflack. Where's my Matt Damon?
All right. I'm not sure what this means or what I'm referencing, so I'm just going to read. Bear with me.
You got to read it
should I know it?
I don't know. You got to read it all excited and loud.
Oh, okay.
You want to make gravy without the lumps? Run the mad Mockingbird bomber with bombshells at midnight. Come on, it's the midnight bomber. What bombs at midnight?
Oh, does he say something about that? I obviously remember him, and that Tick animated series was excellent. Reference to a Heinz gravy commercial. It seems really esoteric, and I did not remember it as part
of it. Yeah, out
of
the blue, he says, yeah, baby, we're making gravy without the lumps. I don't know what it's supposed to mean, but it's hilarious.
All right. So, yeah, use Mockingbird. That's the first one. I just did not understand what was happening, and now I do, and it was an excellent reference. The rest of the 4-star tier is situational. Valkyrie's boost makes it harder for her to trigger her strike tiles and bounty. You can build a charge tile team around Loki Gator if you don't have Storm. 5-star Storm is an underrated monster. Even unboosted, her black can give the most bang for your AP buck in the 5-star tier with enough charge tiles boosted. She is so strong, Okoye works well with her. Well, there you go. That's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always. To Mystify.
All right, let's pack up our things, head over to the Nanonagon. Brought to you by Terrified. Last week in the Engon, We had Doc Samson versus Nightcrawler. Ray, what we got?
So, this kind of surprised me, but as it turns out, it was a landslide, a total landslide. 3-1, Nightcrawler comes out on top.
Why?
I don't know. Ask those people who voted for him. I don't know.
I mean, I love Kurt. He's one of my favorite characters, but he can't beat Doc Samson. Eventually, he's going to get tired from teleporting so much, and Doc's just going to punch him in the face. You can't. He can't teleport forever. He gets tired.
I didn't get any stories or any how this happens, but I think people just like Nightcrawler a lot.
I can't blame you there. I love Kurt a whole lot, but man.
I did point out that Nightcrawler would be hard to land a blow on even if he isn't teleporting, but yeah, I mean, Doc Samson, come on. I think people just didn't really take into account how powerful Doc Samson really is.
Yeah, Doc Samson's a pretty strong guy.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go.
So wait, did Nightcrawler win?
Yeah, Nightcrawler somehow wins.
Oh, stupid name recognition. That's the only reason people vote now.
Pretty sure.
Speaking of which, I heard we got a Dr. Oz.
Yeah!
Good lord.
If by that you mean super excitement, yeah.
Go ahead. All right, this week.
Yeah.
I think Ian went first last week. Am I wrong? I don't remember.
That sounds right. You should let Ray go first.
All right, Ray, go ahead. Who you got?
That's a good question. I'll have to get over there. So I have, in my corner, Norbert Ebersol, otherwise known as The Fixer. Now, he's not like, you know, Trump's fixer who goes to jail because he's really bad at his job. This guy actually fixes things and makes things. He makes mechanical adaptations. He's like, he becomes a cyborg, I guess, at one point. Anyway, he can build anything technological, it seems. Like, he's really, really good at this. So, without all of his gadgets, not so good. But we've already decided that you get to bring your gadgets with you into the circle, octagon, square, whatever it is.
Yes.
So, his paraphernalia is going to really be key here. And it pumps up his abilities quite significantly. He does have a genius intelligence. And he's got tons of different types of weapons and adaptations from his mechanical devices. I don't know. I've never heard of him before, but it sounds like he could be pretty strong. So there you go. The Fixer.
All right. So I've got some mixed news, but we'll see how it plays out. I have a man by the name of Nikolai Krylenko, who is also calling himself these days the Vanguard or Vanguard. For those of you less familiar with Vanguard, he is essentially Red Guardian. He is Russian super soldier. I think he took over the Red Guardian mantle after the Red Guardian things didn't work out for him staying alive. But now he's full-time.
With a bad accent.
What's that?
I'm Vanguard, Russian super soldier.
I will not do that.
All right.
But thank you for offering. Let me tell you, he's got some he's surprisingly powerful. I don't know much about the Red Guardian, but I think he might be surpass Red Guardian. Vanguard is actually a mutant. And this is going to be key because what was starting to tip the scales for Ray, let me remind you that this Vanguard is a mutant who possesses an energy field that repels virtually all electromagnetic, kinetic, and gravitonic energy.
Wow.
I feel strongly that I will be able to resist your gadgets.
That's a strong argument.
Yeah. Other than that, he's got superhuman strength, superhuman speed. He's operating at a similar power level as Cap, but, you know, not nearly as awesome.
I don't know, he looks really buff in that picture Ray posted.
Yeah, he very much so. I'm sure he's in excellent shape.
It sounds like he's more powerful than Red Guardian.
Oh, yes. Yes, that energy field gives him just...
Yeah, that's pretty strong.
Defense out the wazoo.
Yeah.
I think he still uses Red Guardian's vibranium shield. He used to wield a hammer and a sickle, but that got played out, so he stopped.
Hmm. All right, well, Ray, you got a pole to throw up there?
Oh, sure. Let's do that. This is interesting. So Vanguard is going to have the emote of Cap Shield because that's, you know, that's the closest I can get. And the Fixer is going to have a robot. So there you go. You can add your add your reactions, just react to the message, and I will tally them up next week. If you can't get to the Discord to vote, post something on our Reddit post or the D3 forums post, and I can tally those as well.
This, again, feels like emoji propaganda. Like, at least I could count on our listeners to think logically when they vote, because that is an entertaining slash borderline adorable robot emoji you gave yourself. That guy looks awesome. He looks like a bank my son has in his room. I just want to hug him.
Wow. Amanda hug and kiss?
Is there an Amanda? I need Amanda hug and kiss.
Hey, has anybody here seen Amanda hug and kiss? Why you? I'm gonna...
Christmas.
All right, thanks to Terrified there. Ian, you got Steam open.
I surely do.
Well, get it, son.
All right. Sorry, I was clicking on the wrong tabs. I forgot how to open tokens. It's all spiraling downhill. Let's see what this 4-star has for me. Hey, the original 4-star, no, not original, but the first 4-star I ever jammed. You guessed it. Ryy Williams.
Ooh. Oh.
Little Ironheart action.
I got I got 9 here, Craig.
I got 5. You want to go first or second?
I'll go last.
All right. My first one. 4-star. Hulkproof. Hulkbuster. Number 2. Sabretooth. You should have run. Number 3. Rhino-mite! Number 4. Puck. Slapshot. And the 5th one, all 4-stars. Danny Rand. Hi, I'm Danny Rand. I've got Danny Rand. Have you met me? I'm Danny Rand.
Well, at least you got a couple, you know, newer ones, right? Do you need any of those?
Yeah, he probably needed Rhino-mite.
I'm sure I need Rhino and Puck.
Yep. Oh, yeah, Puck just came out like 5 minutes ago. You definitely need Puck.
Yeah, that gets my Puck to a 1-1-1. He's in the poop house.
Nice.
My Rhino is champ, though, so just a little for him.
Saucy.
I'm going to predict Ray. The over and under is 3, Ian.
Oh.
Because he got shut out last time.
Yeah. How many does he have?
9. So
I have 9.
I can't take either. I'm saying exactly 3.
Ooh. So I'm gonna go under. I'm gonna say he's getting 2.
Okay.
As the fallout from last week, I ended up opening like, so I got all those that I opened. I opened 29 and got 1 5-star. And then I got a bunch of legendaries from those and I opened all those and then I spent all my command points. So it was a total of like 33 latest legends and then like 1,500 command points. So 96 total pulls. I got 8 3-stars. Or, sorry, 8 5-stars. So
I don't know that I've ever had 1,500 command points in the history of playing this game. Like, all totaled up.
Yeah.
That's a lot of command points.
I'm pretty positive you have, but...
Good Lord, that's a lot of command points.
So the average pull would have been 13 for that number of pulls, and I got 8. So it didn't even out, so I'm hoping tonight goes a little bit better, but, you know, probably not. So let's get started. First one is a 4-star. It is Prowler. Number 2 is Black Cat. Then we've got Rogue, America Chavez.
Marka.
Doc Ock. It'll be another level for that crash coming up.
Yeah. I could have used that.
Domino, Scorpion, 4-star Cyclops, and Cloak and Dagger, 0 5-stars.
Wow.
Hmm.
Downturn for Ray recently here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thanks as always then to this guy.
This guy who's betrayed
this
me.
This guy.
Ian, tell you quickly about that podcast network.
Okay. The soon-to-be-named network, which is soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.com. We team up with a lot of other podcasts to expand your podcasting menu. So you can check us out. Direct links to all the shows are on soon-to-be-named-network.com.
.com. Anything else for the Go to the Order this week?
No!
I don't think so.
Emphatic. All right, then. Thanks, everybody, for joining us here. PuzzleWarriors3.com. Please vote on the Battle Royale we got going on. Comment, suggestions, shoot them at Ray. Willie needs to get things in his mailbag. If you want to throw us a bone, please go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner. buy some stuff through Amazon that'll give us some kickback, or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. So goodbye for now. Remember, kids, they're made of lipstick, plastic, and paint. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.